We're holding in Yud Gimel Adar, Tainus Esther, Siman Kuf Mem Aleph Halacha Yudad. We're going to Halacha Chaf Aleph. And here we go. My favorite halachas, probably. The reader, when it comes to the Baal Kireh, and he's reading the Aseres Bnei Haman, the 10 children of Haman, including the word Aseres. Now, the meaning actually is, and the priest can bring down from the Chamesh Me'ois Ish, even the Kitzur says, the meaning is the top of Chamesh Me'ois Ish Ve'eis, Parashanda, and you say the entire 10 sons of Haman, Aseres, two Aseres, and you do that in one breath. Now, I asked actually, and I challenged the listeners in the different videos, why 500? What was the big deal of 500? The Mishnah Berurah quotes a Rekeach that answers this question. A Rishon, he says that each one of the sons of Haman was actually a Sar Chamishim. I understand why it goes from Chamesh Moses to Aseres. Fascinating. Everything, every minig has an explanation. In any case, the Kitzur goes on to say that the Baal Kireh does Minshima Achas, and if he wasn't able to do it in one breath, it's okay. It's not Me'akev, it certainly doesn't Me'akev. He goes on to say this custom that the entire congregation does the breathing, meaning the reading of the names with one breath. He says it's not a proper minhag. Rather, only the reader should do so. Now, most, I think, congregations today definitely do that. The Baal Kireh stops. Everyone does it by themselves, and then he does it himself. So you're really covering your bases. There's a beautiful Rogachava that says the reason Pshat is because Shomer Ka'ina could only give you the words, it can't give you the action. And that's the reason why, when it comes to something that you have to do with one breath, it can't be done through the Baal Kireh. A beautiful Pshat from the Rogachava. In any case, then the Kitzur goes on to say that when it comes to the words, Balailahu, the reason why we do that loud, you should do it louder. This is where the Ikar Nes began. Very interesting. The Gemara discusses where the main, so to speak, transformation takes place. What's the Ikar Nes? It's because Ahasuerus basically couldn't sleep, and he ended up, meaning the kings, of course, in heaven, decided to turn things around. And at this point, Ahasuerus made Haman, he ordered him to parade Mordechai. And therefore, the entire fortune of Haman suddenly was weakening, and his entire mazel was turning over. So therefore, that's one of the Ikar Hanes. It's the Ikar Hanes, and therefore you do it out loud. Also, when you say the words, I guess, was us referring to this letter. So it's really, there's two letters, of course, that was sent out. So you shake the Megillah. There's different customs. Do you do it the first time and the second time, or just the first time? Someone only has a Megillah that's called, that's disqualified, or they only have a Chumash. And especially during COVID, people were stuck at home. They only had a Chumash. So the halacha is, so first of all, the halacha is, if you're listening to someone that's reading from a Megillah, it's perfect. So it's important that you shouldn't read along with a Shir Tzibur, because what you're reading from a Chumash, you're not obviously Yoytzeh, and also it doesn't allow you to properly attune yourself to what the Shlibuch is saying. Now, also the concern is that it might disturb other people. It's so important not to read along with the Baal Kireh. You never gain. You can only be causing other people to get nervous and this and that. They didn't hear the words. So that's an important point. There are different situations. I mentioned this. If someone has a kosher Megillah and his wife's at home, someone just asked me this, and she's not going to be able to go to shul, get yourself a kosher Megillah bar from someone. Then I have a recording that I send out on WhatsApp. You can listen to it with your ears, with an earpiece. Today you have, those Wi-Fi pieces, whatever. And then you can read along while listening, and you could be mighty someone, the Kriyas and Megillah, that way, again, using a klaf. Now, the different customs, when the kahal, the congregation, says things out loud, the verses that describe great celebration, like Yehudi Maisor, Simcha V'Sasana, said out loud, and then the Baal Kireh repeats those psukim, so really there's no problem at all to do so. Because this way you're not losing out even in one word from the Megillah. Now, technically speaking, if a person would say majority of the words by heart, he would still be Yotze. When it comes to someone that already has fulfilled the mitzvah of Kriyas and Megillah, and he's being Motzi someone else. So if the person that is being read for knows how to make the brachas by themselves, they should make it by themselves. If it's a woman, it's better that the Baal Kireh should make the bracha. And he should say, the Shem Tzuzan Lishmoya Megillah. It's based on the Rishonim that explained that a woman has a different type of obligation. The obligation is to hear the Megillah, not to read it. The Maise, by Sfaradim, I think they don't change. They say, Al-Mikah Megillah. I think Rabbi Yoimel, Rabbi Yosef Zecher Tzadik, said that she can make the bracha. And the custom, I think, today, is that when you're learning for the ladies make the bracha themselves. I've seen that one lady makes a bracha for everyone else, or everyone can make their own bracha. Shabbos, you're not allowed to move around the Megillah. You're allowed to move around the Megillah, except when it comes to Purim Shechad Shabbos. This is a whole interesting discussion because it was a gezerish. I mean, yeah, we know the Adamos. Bottom line is, you're allowed to move around the Megillah on Shabbos, even though today, I saw some points going to say it's considered chisor in kis, muktzah is chisor in kis. There's definitely room to argue on that. And therefore, Allah, it would seem it wouldn't be a problem. The only problem is that if it's a Shabbos, and Motzei Shabbos is Purim, to bring it to shul, that you wouldn't be allowed to do because you consider it hachana, unless you read it to, you bring it to shul, and you lame and you practice from it. Now, the kitzur continues and says, a tzibu that doesn't have a shliach to, what happens if you don't have a bal koyah that knows how to lame properly with a trup? So, first of all, just reading the words without the trup is also yoytze. As long as you're reading the words and you're not changing from the meaning, like that's what I said today, if you're not a proficient reader, you have to have someone either what's called helping you on the side reading from something else, so this way you're reading correctly. Or, interesting that the kitzur says you can make a Megillah and put the trup and the nekudos, the vowels. So this way you should read, and it's better to do this than for someone to read from a chumash and you're listening and then reading from the Megillah itself, because it's hard to really focus, and also the person that's doing that is not going to be yotze. Now, of course, the chatchila, you should try to make sure you have a kosher Megillah. If you have nothing and just have a chumash, it's still better to read from a chumash. So this way a person remembers their kriyas and Megillah. Maybe there's even a concept of Bisumanisa, but if he gets a kosher Megillah, he should only read from him a kosher Megillah. Today, many people have kosher Megillah, so if you don't have, you could borrow from someone. Now, what happens if the Megillah itself is missing some words? Not a problem. Majority of the words could be missing as long as it's in the middle. In the beginning, if you're missing the first pasuk or majority of the first pasuk, that's a big problem. The first pasuk or the last pasuk. This, by the way, I think became a mistake that people translated that to also mean that if you miss the first words of the reading of the Megillah, you're done. You have to wait for the next reading, and it's not true. You can't read the Megillah out of order. But let's say you come late and you miss the first few psukim. You could read it from regular chumash, and then catch up to the Baal Korah and continue to be yaitze with him. That's not a problem. It's only a problem in the Megillah itself missing those words. Someone that doesn't have a kosher Megillah should read it again, like we said, but without any brachas. What happens if la'aleinu a person's an avil? On Ava during the 7 days of Avelus. So interesting, someone just asked me this question. Actually, she's in Avelus. She's actually finishing her Avelus on the night of Purim. So the Kitzel Maisa holds that there is Dina Avelus, and it sounds like he holds even in Purim and Trush in Purim. Except Avelus Bifachesia means that they don't sit down, there's no Nichma Velim, they're not changing their shoes, because that's what's called the Avelus Bifachesia. Nevertheless, the Minig actually in the Poskim today, Shabur already mentions this, is that there's no Avelus at all. Similar to Shabbos and Yom Tov, the only thing that is Noeg is what's called Avelus Betzina, things that are in hiding, meaning the relations, etc. That one still has the laws that apply. Also, according to many Poskim today, someone that's in a novel, and even this applies in Shleishim or Yudas Chodesh, they could certainly have a Suda at home, they could have friends. They should do something that's publicly showing that they're in Avelus. They still should try to minimize. Many person will, if it's going to be very loud music or dancing, that one should avoid, because that's not Avelus. But unless a person is a Rebbe, a Rav, or Shishiva, then he has to have the Purim the same way he has it every year. Interesting that the kitzur points out if someone loses a relative, la'aleinu, Ein Tanis Esther, and at night he's considered an Einen before the Kvura, you should hear the Megillah from someone else. You should not eat meat and wine, because at night he's not obligated to have a Mishta, he's not obligated in the meal. And during the day, he'll, after the Kvura, so then he should daven, take read the Megillah, or hear from someone else. If you heard the Megillah before the Kvura, he's still here, it's interesting. Then he says another interesting Chiddush, that tefillin he doesn't wear, which is a normal halacha. You don't wear tefillin. A person doesn't wear tefillin if he's an aval the first day. But an einen and purim is mutal bebasav yain. And not only that, the person can say he's allowed to eat meat and wine, even though usually an einen is not allowed to eat meat and wine. But here, there's a chiv a mitzvah of shmishteh, and therefore the person can also say that he can make brachas. So that's a very unusual halacha. Have a beautiful day. A beautiful Tainis Esther and purim.